BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is, well, it's a lot, I would say. Another superstar person on Ask Me Anything. Stormzy comes on to review his live lounge. First time he's heard it back after he performed it. For some reason, he sings a bit of Walking in the Air. Also, a man that reviews mince pies. We have a festive edition of Stupid Street. We ask them, which living person would you love to go to Christmas dinner with? And there's a really complex story involving a mother and a daughter. It's all on today's show. Last week on the show, we were saying that this really is the time of year for, you know, it's almost 2020, starting afresh and leaving this year behind by getting some stuff off your chest that maybe you'd not told anyone before. So with the help of Anonymity and the Voice Changer, loads of you, I mean so many of you, got in touch. Bella admitted she'd had this dream.
I have imagined it happening in one of our offices. Okay. For the company.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Wow.
Full Works.
Full Works with her boss was her dream. Then Craig told us this story.
I think I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
I went for the wrong twin as a girlfriend. Basically, I didn't meet my girlfriend's sister, who was a twin, until 6 months in. And then when I met her, it all went pear-shaped from there.
Okay, was this an identical twin?
Yes.
Yeah, they look very, very similar.
Very, very similar, but the twins got thicker legs.
Thicker legs. And then Lauren admitted to this.
Basically, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, so not a good person.
Okay.
But then a little while later, I found myself in a situation where I slept with his twin brother.
Oh, my word.
OMG.
And that's what you call revenge, everybody. The Voice Changer makes people say absolutely anything. I've got another one coming up which will blow your mind. Mind blown.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This time of year is perfect to tell people that you love them and what you really think. It's also, as we found out over the last week, a time where you can really tell us stuff and it just kind of gets it off your chest a little bit, you know? And then you can start afresh in 2020. We had hundreds and hundreds of people responding to this last week. Luke.
Well, Scott, I've got a confession. I met a woman through the swipe left, swipe right app. I don't
Tinder.
Know if I can say the name.
Yeah, it's fine.
Basically, she was 41. We met up over a period of 6 to 8 weeks.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, so you meet a 41-year-old lovely lady on the dating app.
Yep.
And you meet up for a few weeks.
It didn't really work out. We moved on. A couple of months went by. I reopened the app, began swiping again, I guess.
Okay, so you're back on the app. It didn't work out with the 41-year-old, so here you go. You're swiping right and left all over the shop.
Absolutely. Got to keep swiping, moving on. And been meeting up with someone for a couple of weeks. Been out having meals.
Okay. Is there an age difference again?
Yes, well, she's 25.
Okay, so it's going good?
Yeah, really well. I stopped at hers one night about 3 weeks ago.
You stayed over?
Yes. And woke up in the morning on the way out. There was a photo on the side and it was the same woman that I'd been dating. See in a couple of weeks before, to which I've asked, who was this? And yeah, it turned out that it was her mum.
Oh God!
What do I do?
So the one that you, the 41-year-old lady,
yeah,
you didn't really work out with. So then you swipe again. You get with a nice 25-year-old lady.
Yeah,
and that's her mum.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know where to go with this.
I'm in a dilemma because she's really nice. Do I tell her or do I just like end it.
Here's the thing, if it keeps going well with this girl, okay?
Yeah.
Down the line, who are you going to have to meet?
Yeah, it's going to be an awkward Christmas dinner.
Well, you're not going to go around there for Christmas, are you?
Well, there's talk of me being introduced to the family.
Oh my God.
Over Christmas.
No! No, 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 no. Does the girl, the current girl, know anything about this?
Not at all. It's bad.
Does the mum know?
No.
Well, you've got yourself into a world of trouble.
Really?
I just don't see how it's... But you're getting on well with her, right?
Really well.
Okay, I don't see how this is going to go. Can I leave this to our audience? Because I don't want this all on my back.
I'd love you to.
81199. What do we suggest to Luke? Because I have no clue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are saying, come clean now, this will not end well. Just tell her, if it's going well, then she cares about you. Roll with it, it's funny. That's from Davros in Cumbria. What do you mean, roll with it? How does that work? Just tell her, she might see the funny side and then you have a funny Christmas Day chat. Oh, I don't think so. No, this is good, Scott, because the mum's already met him and can have an idea of what he's like and get approval. I would just run away. Someone says, tell that guy to get a bucket of water because his pants are on fire. You mean you don't believe him? If you need something to get off your chest this week, by the way, I'm always here, 81199. I'll change your voice.
Radio 1. Your BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello to Jack, who says, what? Did you say Stormzy's on again? Yeah, he is. Stormzy's with me at 10 to 3, reviewing his live lounge from today.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's that time where we call Dial a Carol. We've been doing this for years. So listener Sophie called us last week and reminded me that we do need to call them. It's a bunch of students at a uni in America, and you can call them 24/7, ask them to sing a Christmas song, and they'll sing what you want. And there's a whole group of them. Now, when me and Sophie spoke last week, I realised that Chris was off today. So I said to Sophie, well, why don't you come on and call them, which is about to happen. And I invited loads of you, the listeners, as well on 81199. Now, normally, when you call Dial a Carol, they are quite strict. Because they get a lot of phone calls, you're only allowed one carol per phone call. But I've got loads of listeners lined up here, and I'm hoping that they won't, like, put the phone down and they'll let me have more than one carol. I'm basically going to just keep putting people through until they go and have enough. Sophie!
Hiya! All right.
You've heard us call Dial a Carol before, right?
Every year.
Every year. Did you ever think that you'd be on calling them?
No, it's such a treat.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Sophie, have you thought of a song?
Can we do Winter Wonderland?
I don't see why not. Shall we call the guys at the University of Illinois?
Yeah, go for it.
Every year in the run-up to Christmas, they do a 24-hour carol hotline. They're there day and night. They're just students at the University of Illinois, and you can ask them to sing anything.
Thanks for calling Dial a Carol. My name's Brad. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Oh, hi, Brad. My name's Scott. I'm calling from the UK.
Oh, cool. And where are you calling for?
Well, I'd like to have a carol, really. I'm here with some friends. The friend that I'm normally with isn't here today, so I've got some other friends, and they would, if possible, would like to duet with you.
All right, yeah, I could do that. I got some other people here to sing with as well.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I like it when there's a crowd of you.
So,
oh, there's loads!
What would you want to hear?
Well, this is my friend Sophie. Say hi, Sophie.
Hiya, all right.
Hello. Hi, Sophie.
What do we want, Sophie?
Can we sing Winter Wonderland all together, please?
Walking in a Winter Wonderland?
Yeah.
All right.
Rainbows ring, are you listening? In the rain, snow is glistening. A beautiful night, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Yeah, away, I loved it. Oh, they're still going. Wow, we're getting the whole thing. Hello? Hello? Brad! Oh, Sophie.
How was that?
It was great, if not a bit long. But yeah, loved it. Thanks so much. Sophie, was that a dream come true?
That
That was so good. Thank you so much.
Guys, my friend Hazel.
Thank you so much for calling.
Guys, I've got another friend here. My friend Hazel wants to go.
Oh, really?
Hi, Scott.
What song do you want to do?
Can we do Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow?
Oh, Let It Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Let It Snow.
All right.
Yeah?
Just give me a second. We'll pull that up.
Are you loving this, Hazel?
Yeah, this is going to be one that they don't know, isn't it? They're not going to know the tune.
That has happened before, but I think they know this one.
All right. Oh, we're
Hello. I might say not the whole thing.
You might as well let him finish.
What are you saying, Hazel?
I said you might as well let him finish now.
Yeah, I know.
No, let it snow.
Yeah! Loved that one.
How was that one?
Oh, I loved it. Did you love it, Hazel?
I loved it, Scott. Yeah, it's right. Brilliant. Yeah, thank you.
Wait there, I've got a couple more friends next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Brad, Dad, Carrie, are you there?
All right.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What would you like?
I would like We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We could just do a verse and chorus of this one, maybe.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Just give me a second. I'll pull that one up.
Amy, sing along.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
We wish you
a Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, loved it. Loved it. Smashed it, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Guys, sorry about this. I've got one more friend here, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
What are we doing?
Ding dong, merrily on high.
Okay. Normally, you don't get as many goes on this at Dial Carol. You just get one carol, but they've been very patient with us. Guys, can we do this one?
Sorry to say this, but the three of us sing here. We don't know that one.
Oh, okay.
No.
What was the song again, Dave?
It was Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Okay. Well, guys, if someone could Google the words and just sing what you think it might be.
Okay.
Guess the melody. We can do that.
Yeah, just guess the melody.
Okay.
Dave, you might have to bear with on this one. I don't think you're going to be able to sing along because it's fine. But you just listen. This is your request. Here you go.
3, 2, 1.
Ding dong merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong merrily in the sky. Is rising
with angels singing. Gloria. Yeah, Dave, do you want to join in?
La 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 la. In heaven bells are ringing.
That sounds pretty good.
You were close, guys.
I'm sorry, wow. James.
No, it was
Christmas
awesome.
Miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle. Thank you so much, Dada Carroll, University of Illinois. You never let us down.
Thanks so much for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Good to have you. Merry Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Ask Me Anything, another one of life's extraordinary people. These are not normal. In a good way, they just make us look a little bit dull in comparison. They've either got great achievements or amazing jobs, or they've invented something brilliant. See, I don't know who is going to be put through to me before, and then I just ask away. I believe it's festive themed this week, on Ask Me Anything. So, okay, let's put them through. Hello, caller, who are you and what do you do?
It's Steve Morton. I'm the factory manager at Cowton. We are the largest mince pies producer in the world. Ask me anything.
Oh, Steve. So whereabouts is this factory?
So we're just outside Barnsley.
And it's the biggest mince pie factory in the whole world?
We believe so, yes. We make over 237 million mince pies every year.
Are mince pies just a British thing?
Yeah, we do export mince pies. So we do sell mince pies to places like Australia. So we make some mince pies in the summer, which is sent over to Australia for their winter season.
Okay.
But yeah, we are, as far as we know, it's a British tradition.
I mean, if I presented a mince pie to an American right now, they'd be like, what is that?
I don't think an American would understand our mince pies. When we've had visitors from America in the past, they haven't really understood our mince pies, to be honest with you. So, yes, I think it is a British tradition.
How many are you churning out an hour, then?
So, we're roughly making 720 mince pies every minute of three different production lines.
A minute?
A minute.
That's a lot of ingredients.
That's a lot of ingredients. Over the year, we're using roughly 6,500 tons of sultanas, raisins and currants to fill those pies. So there's a lot of ingredients. There's a lot of mince pies being made every day at Cowton.
But you're not making them all year round, are you?
No, we don't. We don't make them. In the past, some customers used to have all year round mince pies, but we only make them in season now. So we start late summer. And they're for the export market to Australia.
Oh.
But we also make them, as you know, you can get mince pies in supermarkets around late August, and we start making them around then for the UK market.
Eating a mince pie in August is not okay, hon.
To be honest with you, I personally wait till the season, so I personally wait till November, December. But yeah, there are lots of people on the internet claiming to have the first mince pie in August, September time.
So after you've made them, where do they go then?
So when we make them, they go to different supermarkets, and obviously we make for several people in the UK, and they'll be, depending on which customer that is, depending on when they take those mince pies.
I've got to ask you, Steve, how did you become head of mince pies globally?
Oh, sounds a very grand title, doesn't it?
Well, you are.
I started making food about 20 years ago, and I made all sorts of bits and pieces, and now came over to Cowton a few months ago for making mince pies.
Do you actually look forward to Christmas or do you dread it?
No, I like Christmas. I've got three kids, so I love Christmas. It's a great time of year. And we're pretty much at the back end now of making the mince pies for this year's season.
I haven't bought any yet, Steve, so we should talk.
Yeah, exactly. I've got plenty.
Have
in
you?
Fact, you... Yeah, loads of mince pies. Well, we are at the back end of season now. All of them, they've all left the factory now, ready to go to the waste of supermarkets for the customers to buy now.
Do you actually like them? Do you eat them? Or are you just like, oh, I'm sick of seeing them?
No, I eat them, but I don't tend to eat a lot of them, to be honest with you. I like mince pies. I'm a bigger fan of some of our other products we make all year round. But yeah, I eat a few over Christmas, because you've got to, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's traditional.
Steve, head of mince pies globally, thanks very much for being on Ask Me Anything.
No problem, Scott. Have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so here's the thing. It's Monday afternoon and you're listening to Radio 1 live, yes? But maybe, let's say, on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you've got a massive meeting at work, so you can't hear the show live. Or maybe on, let's say, a Thursday at 3 o'clock, you have to turn the radio down slightly because your kid and their friends want to tell you all about their day at school. So you're missing out, and this is why you need our podcast in your life. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. You can get it from BBC Sounds. See, if you miss funny business on Tuesdays, we call companies with funny names. Like when we called Mycox Limited and asked what the owner was called.
My husband, Paul Mycox, has been running the company for 36 years.
No way.
Yes way.
Paul Mycox.
But we've only been limited since 2003.
Or when we met The Rock and Kevin Hart. Maybe you missed that last week. Two Hollywood megastars. I dressed up as Santa and gave them presents.
How are you and Mrs. Claus? We're okay, we're on a break.
I thought you were gay, actually.
Oh, actually, yes, I remember now. I'm gay.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. Sometimes I just forget. Yes.
There is no excuse to miss a show now. Never miss any of the laughs. Never miss funny business. Never miss a huge Hollywood guest. Never miss me and Chris arguing and bickering like an old married couple. It's all here for you on the Scott Mills Daily. I'll tell you what, this week, I want you to send me a picture of you listening to the podcast on the BBC Sounds app, and then we'll do a roll call of names just for you on the podcast. So get it now. Download the app, BBC Sounds, on your phone, and then type in Scott Mills Daily. There is no excuse to miss the show. I know you're very busy. I know you can't always listen like every day non-stop between 1 and 4, but you can get the whole show in podcast form on BBC Sounds. So if you're a podcast listener, just tweet me a little picture of you listening to the podcast on BBC Sounds app, and we'll give you mention on the Scott Mills Daily.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Lauren.
Scott.
Hi.
Fancy seeing you here.
Fancy seeing you here. How are you?
Nice to see you sober.
Oh, you've got all the catchphrases. So, Lauren.
Obviously.
Lauren's 23, and you work and live in Manchester?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do?
So I work in credit control. Not the most exciting, but...
It's exciting to me. It's exciting to me, Lauren.
Nice to know.
Yeah. Right, have you got all your Christmas presents? Are you done?
Yeah, I was done months ago.
What do you mean months ago?
I'm one of those. Oh. Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Yeah, that's annoying.
People that leave it Christmas Eve, give me anxiety.
Yeah, well, that's Chris Stark. It's a good job he's not here today because he is that guy. He'll be... calling me from like Watford town centre at like 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve going, mate, like, what do you actually want though?
And what
like,
do you want? Yeah,
yeah. That. Okay.
It's
not cheap pie. I know. I know that you normally choose me because you love a bit of girl pop. You love pop.
You love
all that. So the thing is today, Chris has left me his banger and I've got one as well.
Yeah.
But because he's not here, we're not going to tell you whose is whose, okay? So you just got to pick the one based on musical merit alone. Okay.
That's going to be really difficult.
I know, but
let's go for it.
Let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay, choice, that's a strong choice.
Choice one, Arctic Monkeys. Bet that you look good on the dance floor is choice one and choice two. Go on. What?
Nothing, never mind.
Interrupting me, Lauren. Choice two is Flo Rida, Club Can't Handle Me. I think I know what you're going to choose. Hmm.
It's a tough decision. But I think I've made up my mind. I'm gonna have to go with the Arctic Monkeys. Bet that you look good on the dance floor. I've actually met the Arctic Monkeys, so it'd be rude not to.
So the person that says they like pop is gonna go for Arctic Monkeys and not Flo Rida.
Yeah, that's me.
The person that normally would pick me.
Yeah, I'm guessing you were Flo Rida then.
Yeah, I was.
Radio 1 Screen Time.
My first question is, what up, dorks?
What up?
Listen to me, Ali Plum, talk to ludicrously famous film stars from career-defining moments...
Talking about the industry with Al Pacino was really one of the highlights of my career.
...to the hidden secrets of the industry.
Put a little bit of witch's brew in their drinks, so that you will cast me.
Radio 1 Screen Time with me, Ali Plum.
He hasn't got the accent or the voice.
Thanks, Tom.
But he's got the energy.
Available to hear on the BBC Sounds app.
Well, I bet that you look good on the dance floor.
Ridiculous. I don't know where Chris Stark is today, but he just sent me a message going, ha, 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 ha. Ben and Torquay, just turned on Radio 1 and Arctic Monkeys is playing can only mean one thing. Chris won at Bangers. I know. And that was a pop kid as well. Thanks, Lauren. Bangers again when Chris is back tomorrow at 2:40. I got Stormzy with me next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stormzy, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I feel that you're just still kind of like a little bit buzzing from the Live Lounge.
I am. I'm super buzzing. It was wicked. That was probably my favourite Live Lounge ever.
Was it?
Yeah, it's because it was so fun. Like, usually I get very, very anxious and nervous with Live Lounges because as soon as it's on, you're on.
You're on.
And there's no edit, there's no cut that out or
exposed.
Like
exposed.
Exactly. So like
I've got to say the first cover of Silent Night you did, yeah. Really different to the original that I know and love.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Do you have an album out by any chance?
I might actually have an album out. It's a shameless plug there.
Yeah. Now what I'd like to do is give you your first listen back to it.
Okay.
If that's alright.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is Stormzy's first listen to his Silent Night. Christmas Live Lounge, here we go.
Radio 1. It's myself, Stormzy, again. A very silent night indeed. Let's go. This is lovely.
Now it's Christmas.
Now it's Christmas. Yeah. It wasn't Christmas until I did this, it's really, not, was it?
No.
Round young virgin mother and child.
Lovely.
Holy infant, so tender, nice. And now deep in heavenly peace.
Oh, that weren't too bad. That weren't too bad.
What, were you expecting it to be bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really bad, but that weren't too bad. Ah, you see, you can tell I'm a man of many cheese.
Yeah.
It's very easy when you have such amazing singers, though. Let's turn it up. Wow.
I feel I'm having some kind of spiritual experience right now.
Come on, Matty.
Yeah.
That's Matty on the drums, watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he loves it up. Thanks, Matty.
Oh, no, wait for it. Because I come in on the sleep. Well, okay, I'm in, okay, the whole thing, but okay, that's right. My bit.
I'm listening for the sleep.
Yeah. Here we go. Sleep. And watch the error.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Oh, that was dire.
What was wrong with it?
I said sleep in heavenly, and I was meant to come in with a band and the singers, and I just peace, and it caught me, like, as in that it was like I got exposed for who I really am, like peace. But yeah, that was beautiful though.
I loved that. I thought it was great.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling about potentially getting number one Christmas album?
Oh, it would be
best present ever.
That would be the greatest Christmas present a young man could ever ask for. So
yeah, I need to ask you as well.
Okay.
What is your favourite Christmas song?
It is I'm Walking in the Air.
Is it?
I'm Walking in the Air.
Yeah, that's definitely not in the chart this week.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah.
But big tune though. You don't like that one?
No, it's all right. Yeah.
It's all right. What's your favourite Christmas song?
Probably Mariah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Bored of it?
No, not bored of it, but that's like your favourite song being like, I don't know, happy birthday.
You're saying it's too basic.
Yeah, didn't want to say it.
Okay, your thoughts about Wham?
Wham. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Oh, she's gonna. Oh, did you hear that? That was last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you turn away. Oh, that's more in my key than Silent Night. Should have probably done that. That would have been a better shot, innit?
You say that now.
That's way in my key, man.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last time on Stupid Street last week, we asked if you could have absolutely anything in the world for Christmas. Absolutely anything. Money, no objects, sky's the limit. What would it be?
Soup maker. Yeah.
And then another person said if they could have absolutely anything...
I need a psychologist for my dog.
Yep, so if you could have Christmas dinner with any living person, who would it be? That's the question today. Most popular answers from you that you've guessed, David Attenborough, Lewis Capaldi, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Gemma Collins. Let's find out if their answers are the same or different. So, it's that time of year. We've been out to Stupid Street and asked them this question. Which one living person would you love to have round for Christmas dinner? I've got your most popular answers, but remember, this street is different. Let's find out what they said. First up, who would this guy love to have at the Christmas dinner table this year?
Oh, mate, it would be Katie Hopkins.
I'm sorry, say again?
Oh, mate, it would be Katie Hopkins.
That's right, out of everyone on planet Earth, he would invite Katie Hopkins, which does make me worry about the general state of the British public, but remember, this is not a normal street. This is the one near Radio 1 called Stupid Street. Hi, four-year-old. Who out of any living person would you want to have Christmas dinner with?
Elvis Presley, for my friend.
All right. Okay, he is four, but at some point someone does need to break it to him. Maybe leave it a few years. Next, let's ask some posh people.
I quite like Post Malone, along with Snoop Dogg. I'd think those two at a dinner party would be quite enjoyable and make it fun. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're definitely both alive, so maybe have some lobster thermidor with them, yeah? Okay, what about this next girl?
Charles II. Yeah, he was just really cool and he had loads of parties and he was a merry monarch. That's what they called him. Yeah.
So that was in answer to the question, which one living person would you love to invite round for Christmas dinner? I mean, Charles II does sound loads of fun, but I just checked. He's not been available since 1685. What about you?
Which one had five wives? Or eight wives, however. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that'll be Henry VIII, hun. Catherine of Aragon. Anne Boleyn off of No Head, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, hello, Catherine Howard and Catherine Parr. I make that six Henry VIII wives, actually. Maybe Henry could invite all of them round for Christmas dinner if he wasn't dead. What about you, Paddy McGuinness sound alike? Who would you have round for Christmas dinner? A living person, please.
Great personality, my generation, Jack Nicholson.
Yep, at least Jack is still with us. Now, someone has told this nice Australian lady years ago when she was a child that they were the Queen and she believed them.
Oh, actually, I would have the Queen because we did meet her years ago when I was five, so we'd catch up with her again.
Did you, though? So was your most popular answer in there? Katie Hopkins, Elvis Presley, Post Malone, Snoop Dogg, Charles V, Henry VIII, Jack Nicholson, or the Queen?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills. Every day in December, there is a huge who behind every door of our WhoVent calendar. Like in your event calendar, you might get a chocolate behind the door. In my one, there's a bit of cheese. Here, there's always something from the past behind every single door. Should we open another one?
Ho, ho, ho! The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. Her Majesty the Queen will not be behind number 16.
Hi, my name's Honey G and I'm a genuine urban artist.
OK, what is your name?
My name's Honey G.
Honey G.
Sweet like Honey G.
And where are you from?
North Wheezy. Northwest London, in Harrow.
OK, good luck.
Have fun.
OK. H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G, it's Honey G. When I say honey, you say G. Honey
G.
Honey
G.
When I say honey,
G.
You say G. Honey
G.
Honey
G.
Check it to wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. Honey G's in the house, let me hear some noise.
Honey G.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Earlier, you spoke to a gentleman who made mince pies, and I actually ran a mince pie review Instagram page.
Well, he wasn't just making mince pies. He was on Ask Me Anything, and he was the head of mince pies globally, actually, Tom.
The head of mince pies.
What do
a man
you,
after my own heart.
What do you do with them?
I review them on Instagram. I'll buy a six-pack, do a small photo shoot, try and make it a bit festive, and then devour them and review them on my page.
OK. And how many followers are we talking here?
At the minute, I'm probably about 450.
Okay, you could always do with more.
Always do with more, definitely. I think at the minute I'm number two in the Mince Pie Reviewing Page rankings. I think the people above me are three times as many as me, so the more followers, the better, really.
Right, I mean, I'm not allowed to do this, but what's your Instagram?
It's mince_pie_review.
Right, OK, easy to remember. And
yeah.
in recent weeks, how many have you eaten?
Well, I've only really got through 12, but ramping up to Christmas, we'll be getting through one box a day.
OK, and what are you reviewing them on, please, Tom?
I'm reviewing them on Instagram, but I mainly go off of... I'm quite a sweet tooth myself, so I like a nice buttery pastry. I like a boozy filling, but then also a fruity one. You can't have too much booziness in the pie, I believe. So a bit of fruit just really adds to that depth, I feel.
You really go in on the detail, don't you?
I mean, you've got to really... That was the gap in the market when I initially went through Instagram. I was like, there's few here, but I think they're overcomplicating it. So I thought I'd make a simple one with a score out of 10 and an easy explanation.
Okay, what made you start doing this?
Well, again, yeah, like I said, I just saw a gap in the market. I thought, no one's going, you know, everyone's all, you know, the crust 3 stars and the fillings 2 stars. I thought, people don't want to put that effort in. They just want a pie where they can just see, yeah, 6 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 9 out of 10.
Well, I haven't bought any yet, so I'll be sure to be reading your reviews later.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow, Chris is back. We'll call more companies with lol names on Funny Business, and we're hoping to have Radio 1 film expert Ali Plum with alternative Christmas movies. Yeah, we all know about The Grinch and Home Alone, but are you aware of A Shoe Addict's Christmas? I am. If you love a rubbish Christmas film, listen tomorrow from 1.